All right, basketball fans, welcome into Ball Movement. For the podcast here, we're going to try to focus on just the journey of basketball players and pick the name Ball Movement for a couple of reasons here, mostly just because one, Ball Movement is a staple for overseas basketball. It's a little less isolation heavy, but also people that play overseas, they have to move around for basketball, and that is their own sort of type of ball movement. And my co-host for this, Mike Crepi, is somebody that actually lived that life and can speak to that maybe better than just about anybody. So Mike, I'm excited to be doing this with you.
No, I'm excited as well, Matt. Thanks for the introduction and inviting me to do this with you, because this is an industry, like you alluded to, that a lot of people are curious about, they hear about, but they don't know the specific details and what it entails to actually live the nomadic overseas basketball life. Yeah, and to your point, you know, I'm indicative of this. I'm synonymous with this industry. Every year, I've never played for the same team back to back. So I've changed teams every year for 10 years. So by changing teams, I mean changing countries.
Right.
So picking up and leaving, sometimes going to two countries in one season. But we'll get into that as we go through the interview. But it's a lifestyle that's very unique, and it's honestly what you make it. But we'll get into that throughout not only this interview, but the interviews to come, because we'll be inviting a lot of guests that have all unique perspectives. And it's something that I'm very passionate about and that I think will be interesting to a lot of not only basketball fans, but just humans. You know, it's a human interest, you know, industry, because people travel, people live abroad, and they live abroad for different reasons. Just the basketball aspect is very unique.
There are 450 guys in the NBA and they get a tremendous amount of media coverage, and rightfully so. You know, they are the best group of guys in the world, but there's a whole other tier of players that are just as good that maybe they didn't get the right opportunity, or bad break, bad timing, all these kinds of things. And, you know, they don't have the $1 million contracts and easy stability of life and things like that. And I think it makes those stories even more compelling.
To your point, I'm hoping this can open people's minds to make them more aware of what it is to play basketball overseas for men and women. Because we're going to be interviewing women as well. And it's not just a male-dominated industry. It's like the women actually go over in bigger groups than the men, because they have to go, because they get paid more to the WNBA. But we'll get into that on later episodes. But that's one thing I really hope that this does. You know, and we have a one-liner with Vindicated Sports, which I'll explain what that is later, where there's a misconception that playing basketball in the NBA is the only way that you can make a living playing basketball. And we're going to dispel that myth.
That's just a little taste of what you can come to expect from Ball Movement, a weekly podcast featuring basketball conversations with overseas pros, guys that were former McDonald's All-Americans, NBA champions, all sorts of stuff that ended up overseas for whatever reason. We want to get into their stories and give them a platform to talk about their basketball journeys. And we want you to join us. So check us out wherever you get your podcasts.